Hey, why don't we talk perfect pop songs?
Perfect pop songs, but not we're not talking Bruce, right?
That's right. Let's expand our horizons.
Okay. Perfect pop song. Perfect pop song.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Rockin' the Suburb. I am your substitute teacher, Jesse Jackson. I guess, it's summer. School's out for the summer. And joining me, helping to run the class again, is Peter Cianca from the Bruce Springsteen blog, Blogness on the Edge of Town. How you doing, Peter?
I am doing well. Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, so, once again, as you guys have probably figured out, Jim and Patrick are out doing dad stuff summer. They're probably loaded up the station wagon. I guess it's an SUV now. And with luggage on top, and they're pulling their boat or maybe their pop-up camper, and they're going to see the world, seeing the USA in their Chevrolet. Boy, have I dated myself. Lent us the mic and let us talk. And Peter and I thought one of the things that this podcast does a lot is talk about perfect pop songs. So, Peter, I wanted to ask you, we kind of said, let's stay away from Bruce. Obviously, Glory Days, Dancing in the Dark, a lot of stuff from Born in the USA were certainly pop hits for him. But we're diverse people, we have wide taste. What would be your pick for a perfect pop song?
This was, you sort of sprung this on me,
I
but
did.
the one that pops to my head first, I'll back into it by going to a genre first. To see, when I think about perfect pop, for some reason my head always goes back to the sort of Phil Spector Wall of Sound, 1960s, 3 minute pop singles. And in particular, I think if I had to narrow it down to one, He's a Rebel is probably my favorite. It's just the beat and the sound of it, and that Phil Spector wall of sound. It's very sad that he eventually murdered someone and went to jail. But at the time, he was an amazing producer, and what. Yeah, not everybody knows the background of that song. It's credited to the Crystals, but was sung by Darlene Love, who was one of the singers in the Phil Spector stable. He had this habit of deciding, well, yeah, Darlene Love sung this, but I need a Crystal song right now. So he would just slap the Crystals name on the record, and send it out. And she really did not get credit for singing that song for years, and actually I think had to go to court to get royalties from it many years later. But she's a favorite of mine, and she has sort of a Springsteen connection. She's had sung with him, and Stevie Van Zandt produced her most recent album, which is terrific.
It is a terrific album.
Yeah, definitely worth looking up if you don't have it. It's called Introducing Darlene Love, sort of a jokey title, given that she's been around for years at that point. Very well done, and it's just I think it exemplifies that sort of high energy, old-fashioned, perfect pop of that era.
All right, well, let's listen to a little bit of it.
Proud.
Yeah, that is terrific. Great choice, Peter. You know, Darlene is one of those unsung musical heroes because she was with the Phil Spector. A lot of people didn't know her. They recognized the voice, but they didn't know her name. And I just love with David Letterman, having her on every Christmas and all these other things, she's kind of had a revitalized career.
Right. And if you ever have a chance to watch the documentary, 20 Feet from Stardom, I think I got the name right.
Yeah, I think you did.
Which looks at the sort of lives and careers of these backup singers for some of the biggest acts in rock and roll who were never known. Who were essential to so many of these classic tracks. You know, in Darlene Love's case, you know, she was cleaning houses in L.A. in the 80s, I believe, when she heard her Christmas Baby Please Come Home on the radio, thought, I got to do something here. You know, this is ridiculous. And she sort of started clawing her way back. And when, you know, between that documentary, and she was also, you know, she got into acting. She played Danny Glover's wife in the Lethal Weapon movies. You know, she had her little, you know, moments in the spotlight over the years after her initial singing career. But now she is back. I've seen her perform twice in the last couple of years. She's back every year with her Christmas show. She's in her mid-70s now and sounds unbelievable. And her band is terrific, and they really capture the spirit of those records. You know, and she gives a little spiel about Spector also. You know, and basically says she doesn't hold anything against him, and besides, look where I am and look where he is.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I will tell you, the 20 Feet from Stardom, and do a double feature of it and the Wrecking Crew, and you have a entertaining night of music history. Because, you know.
And I haven't seen that one. I'll have to
You
check
haven't
that
seen
one
the
out.
Wrecking Crew?
No,
you should check that out. It's all about the session musicians that worked out of Los Angeles that Brian Wilson and all these different people used. It was the point back in there where the singers would come in and just sing, and the Wrecking Crew would just do all the songs. And I won't spoil it for you, but you will go, wow, they did that. Wow, they did that. Wow, they did that. So it's a great double feature. So I went a little different on my perfect pop. And it's kind of funny. What is a perfect pop to me? And perfect pop to me is a song that if I hear coming over the radio, and this just happened a couple weeks ago at work, we'll stream Sirius XM at my work. You know, I work in a contact center, and we have it underneath. You're the First, My Last, My Everything from Barry White came on, and I started dancing in the middle of the cubicles. And all my support agents are looking at this old white fat guy, and I'm just singing and I'm dancing, and I could not stop smiling or moving.
Yeah, that is a classic. Barry White, he had something. He had something there, that guy. That was very rare.
He did. So let's listen a little bit of that.
The First, My Last, My Everything, and the answer to all my dreams. You're my sun, my moon, my guiding star, my kind of wonderful. That's what you are. I know there's only one like you. There's no way they could have made two. You're all I'm living for. Your love I'll keep forevermore. You're the first, you're the last, my everything.
See, I'm dancing now. I just, yep. It is, it's romantic. It's sweet. Has a great kind of a beat to it. You know, he did a cameo with the Calissa Flockhart show.
Was it Allie McBeal?
Yeah, Allie McBeal. Yeah, one of the characters was obsessed with him, and he did it. And I just think that's a fun song. And to me, perfect pop should be fun. This is something that I always remember when I was a casual Bruce fan. And guys, you know it's going to go back to Bruce with Peter and I. But I remember on Entertainment Tonight, little Steven was being interviewed after he had left the band, and they were talking about Sun City, his protest song.
Yep.
And they said, well, can you dance to it? And he says, you can always dance to rock and roll. Of course.
Yeah.
Very nice. So, hey, thank you, Peter. Thanks for joining me on two episodes as we fill in. Anything coming up on the blog?
You never know what is next. A lot of it depends on what Mr. Springsteen decides. He can't stay on Broadway forever. And
yes.
when he decides to make that next move, we'll be there to report whatever that may be. And we're hoping, you know, it could be a new album, a new E Street Band tour, or who knows what else. But we'll be there when it happens.
Absolutely. Best of luck getting Broadway tickets. I know you're still trying.
I'm working on it. I'm working my contacts.
Good.
Make this happen. If any of you listeners out there want to be generous and bring me as a guest, I'm more than open to that.
Absolutely. So remind us how we can find your blog if they want to read more stuff.
Definitely go to your friend Google and Google Blogness on the Edge of Town. You can do the same on Facebook to find our Facebook page, and check us out on Twitter at Blogness.
Perfect. And I can be reached at Jesse Jackson DFW on Twitter. If you want to hear, Peter has been on Set Lusting Bruce multiple times. And so, in fact, he even gave me Am I a True Fan quiz live on the podcast. So please check those out if you've enjoyed Peter and I's discussion. Peter, have a great summer. I hope you have no rainouts for summer baseball, unless you want one, unless you need a break.
We might need one after three or four games a week, but
yes.
as long as my son's having fun, I'll be on the sidelines.
Very nice. All right. Before I say goodbye, remind everyone, listen to the show every day on your favorite podcast player, be that Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, Stitcher, Google Play. If it's out there when you want to find it. Visit the show websites, suburbpods.com. Email the show, rock@suburbspod.com. Please follow them at suburbspod on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and leave a voicemail. We love hearing from you. At the Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984. That's right, 612-440-1984. Operators are standing by. Please, listeners, thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.